Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go.
Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Don't take it for granted that you're deciding to spend your morning with me. And let's get started with what we have for you today. All right. So yesterday, as we always do, we do a quick recap. Yesterday, our homework, we were supposed to do an analysis of what you have been consuming. Excuse me. We talked about the importance of the topic was watch what you eat. And so we know that what we consume, what we allow to take of our time, our energy, what we read, what we study, all those things that we consume, it matters. Not only does it matter in the now, the here and now, but it matters in our future. So our homework was once again to do an analysis of the things that we have been consuming to ensure that it aligns with our core values. I hope you really enjoy our time, and I want you to make sure that you share this if you haven't done so already as we get into our topic today. Our topic today is entitled Feelings. Yes, it's entitled Feelings. And feelings are so very important because as a leader, as an entrepreneur, business person, or what have you, your feelings have to show. Your sense of compassion, your sense of love, all of those things, they should show because people are watching and people will really decide if they're going to do business with you, if they're going to go to your church, if they're going to go to your restaurant, if they're going to do anything with you. They make those decisions greatly. They're greatly based upon your feelings and your emotions and what you're giving off. And so we have to make sure that we are loving and kind individuals because it does matter and it can drastically affect your business. I mean, I'm not the only one who's been to a restaurant or been to a certain organization and was treated with just disrespect and the person was rude. And I made it in my mind, hey, I'm not coming back here again. And so we have to keep in mind that all of that matter. And so we want to make sure we get that in our minds. Okay. And so feelings, they reveal if someone really cares or not. If someone cares or not, it will be revealed in their feelings. And so feelings, it is also important because it leads to action. It is impossible to say that you have these positive feelings and when your actions come to being, they are negative. Like it just does not align. Even if you're able to fake it for some point or time, your feelings, your true feelings, your true identity, it will be revealed. And so your feelings, once again, it really reveals if someone cares or not. Your feelings, also, the second thing I mentioned, is that it will reveal your acts, your heart, and your acts of kindness. Because the truth of the matter is, what you are experiencing inside, it will actually be seen on the outside. So whatever you feel on the inside will be seen on the outside. So it's important that your feelings are lined up and that they're positive feelings, that they're good feelings, because it will not be able to hide on. It will continue. It will go on. All right. And feelings, they will show or display rather a sense of loyalty or the lack thereof. And so we have to keep that in mind because the truth of it is when we are looking at feelings, when we're looking at that, your feelings, it will display your loyalty, because sometimes what you feel or what you hear, it may not be something that really resonates with you. You may hear something, but your sense of loyalty to someone or to an organization, it will really highlight your feelings, because there's a certain level, there's a certain mindset that you have to have when it comes down to being loyal. And your feelings, it will highlight that, because it's impossible, once again, to have ill feelings and to yet remain loyal. And so your feelings, they also highlight one's ability, and it displays one's loyalty. And so once again, feelings are so very important, because feelings, they reveal if someone cares or not. It reveals one's display of compassion and love. Also, feelings, they lead to the display of loyalty or the lack thereof. So feelings are so important, because it's at the root of all of these things, okay? And so feelings, they matter. And a leader who displays no feelings will find themselves not leading anyone at all. And so we have to get in our minds that wants to follow a heartless leader. It doesn't matter what area you may be in. You may be in the church, you can be in a business, you can own a franchise, whatever the case may be. No one wants to follow a leader with no heart and no compassion, no love. All right. And so I just wanted to start this off with letting you know clearly that I really believe that feelings matter. Okay. However, feelings are not everything. Okay. However, your feelings, it should not control you. Your feelings, especially in these three areas, it should not control you in reference to these three things that I'm about to share with you on with our time this morning. All right. Number one, and this is perhaps one of the most difficult things. I've decided to go in and start off with this one. Number one, your feelings should not control your ability to make tough decisions. Okay. Your feelings should not. It should not control your ability to make tough decisions. We all know that no matter where you are in life, it is going to come a time. There is going to come a time in which you're going to have to make a tough decision. However, there are some who do not make the tough decisions and just live with something or just allow things to happen, whether it be negative or positive. They allow things to happen instead of making the tough decision, simply because they don't want to or because they feel as if it's just too much. But the truth of the matter is, it is the job of a leader to be willing to make the tough decision now, because what the leader does now, it greatly impacts what happens in the future. And some leaders, you know, have the mentality, I don't care what's going to happen in the future, because when I'm out the seat, I'm out the seat. However, I want to encourage all leaders to be a little bit more compassionate, to be a little bit more caring, and make sure that you do what is right. Because not only does not making a tough decision impact you and the organization, however, not making tough decisions will also impact that other individual because they are not planted in the place that they should be. And so that means they are not going to really grow and bear fruit. It's just going to be more of animosity and discord, and it's not going to be a great situation for either of the two parties. And so it's very important that leaders are willing to make tough decisions and that they actually do make the tough decision. And so a leader is tasked, once again, to make the tough decision. And your feelings, when you're making the tough decision, your feelings should not be in the midst. However, when it comes down to acting out the feelings, the decision rather, your feelings should be leading. Let me say that again. So when it comes down to making tough decisions, your feelings should not be in the midst of making the tough decision. However, your feelings, it should be leading in the execution of the decision. And so in a nutshell, what I'm saying is, when it comes down to making a tough decision, you need to be sitting down and you need to tell your feelings to go walk over there. You go sit over there for a second. I'll get you back. And then when it comes down to giving or to saying or to display those tough decisions that you have to make, your feelings need to come back on board, because it doesn't necessarily matter as much what you say opposed to how you say it. Because the truth of the matter is, some things just need to be said. Some things just need to be done. However, you can still be pleasant. You can still be kind. You can still be respectful. You can still have a sense of compassion and care. And so we want to keep in mind that feelings should not get in the way of making tough decisions. And when it comes down to making the tough decision, again, we're not going to include our feelings in that conversation. But when it comes down to deliberating, I mean, rather, when it comes down to dispersing the information or dispersing that the decision has been this or that, we have to let our feelings lead the way, because we want to make sure we do it in the spirit of love and kindness and compassion, even when it's difficult. All right. Number two, your feelings should not control your ability to perform. This is a very, very, very difficult one, I believe, for those who are entrepreneurs, or for those who are trying to get to the next level. It seems as if it gets harder. And so I want to encourage everyone watching, every leader, every person. I want you to make sure that when you are deciding to go to the next level and to do some great things, that you do not allow your feelings to control your ability to perform. You are not going to always feel like doing what you know you have to do. And when I say perform, I'm also including the necessary preparation in order to perform. And so in the midst of trying to be better, you're not going to always feel like reading that book. You're not going to always feel like reading all the instructions. You're not going to always feel like going here or there to do this to better yourself. But you cannot allow your feelings to control you. You have to tell your feelings what to do and not allow your feelings to get too ingrained in you, and it's telling you what to do. Hey, I want to go work out. No, you don't. You don't want your feelings to get in the way, you know? And so what I've learned to do is stop talking to myself so much. And what I mean by that is, sometimes when you know you want to do something, you'll just sit there and say, you know what? I don't really feel like doing this. Man, I really wish that I could, you know, just give me a break. And, you know, when you sit and ponder on a thing, the less likely you are to accomplish it. And so we have to make sure that we don't allow our feelings to stop us from doing what we know we have to do. And so even when we don't feel like it, we have to just do it anyway. Just go ahead and start moving. So go ahead and start doing it and moving towards what you know you have to do. Because just sitting there and or thinking, you know, how you can get around it, I promise you, if you think about a way to get around something, you will be able to get around it. And so we want to make sure we keep that in our hearts and minds. And so emotionally healthy leaders, we talked about emotionally healthy leadership a couple of days ago, but emotionally healthy leader, yes, they are aware of their feelings. However, they do not allow their feelings to stop them. And so emotionally healthy leader says, yes, I'm tired, but I know that I need to do this, so I'm going to do it now. And so we have to do that. We have to have a sense of urgency when it comes down to doing it. Because as I stated, if we are slowful and we really don't want to do it, 9 times out of 10, we just won't do it. And so we have to keep that in our mind. A third and final thing, your feelings should not block you from receiving from others. Your feelings should not block you from receiving from others. Sometimes leaders can be so passionate, can be so stirred up, filled with so many emotions that they fail or to receive what others have to offer. They ignore the value sometimes that others bring. And sometimes, as I've stated, it's due to a leader being so passionate, being so fired up, and just have this idea that they've been sleeping with, and have a dream that they've just been dreaming all day, all night. And they're just so excited to execute and ready to go that they dismiss or ignore the value that others bring. And so we should not allow our feelings of excitement We should not allow our passion. We should not allow any of those positive, high energy feelings to stop us from receiving from others. Okay. And so it's important that we definitely have passion. However, our passion cannot override our ability to be receptive of what others have to the table. We have to remember that God gives us gifts. God gives us gifts, but they're for somebody else. And so, yes, God may give you a great idea. God may give you a great vision. However, God also has other people around you in their giftings who are going to take your idea to the next level. And so we have to make sure that we are open and that we, excuse me, and that we are prepared to receive from others. Because we have to remember, as we talked about a couple of days ago, that everyone, and when I mean, when I say everyone, I'm talking about you, me, and man down the street, the business owner, every single person in this world has blind spots, meaning everybody cannot see everything. It's just as simple as that. Everybody cannot see everything. And so we all have blind spots, and we need people around us to be able to see things that we don't see. That we need the people around us, and we need to be receptive of what they have to say and their ideas. Make nation can go. Anybody involved can go to the next level because you're being open to what they have to say to take it there, to take it to the next level. And so we have to keep that in mind. And one thing about not allowing your feelings to control your ability to receive from others, in light of that, we have to keep in mind that it does not mean you have to accept everything. It doesn't mean that. However, it means that you are at least receptive. And that means that you are at least open. That means you are at least willing to understand and get their perspective. That is one of my favorite words, perspective, because I know I don't know everything. I know that I do not see things the way that everybody sees things. And I know that if I live life based off of Jonathan's perspective alone, that I will not go far. And so I know that the more perspective, the various perspectives I get, then I am able to welcome the insight or at least change my perspective and make it a little, make it broader, opposed to having a narrow perspective. And so we have to keep that in mind, that even if you do not accept it, that you at least welcome it and you listen to it. Because if you welcome the ideas and welcome it, you create a culture where people feel as if they can share, and they know, well, they should know that you're not gonna just be able to do every single thing that is suggested. However, you're able to gain insight and gain perspective. And even if you have to tweak the idea, at least you are creating a culture where everybody feels as if they are heard. One of the things that our society is struggling with right now, and it is bringing destruction into every major city, there's so many people who feel as if they are not heard. And when someone is not heard, oh man, you're bound for something to happen that is not going to be productive. And so we have to make sure that we make space, that we make opportunity for people to be heard. And we also need to make preparations to do something about what we do here. And so we want to keep that in our hearts and in our minds. And so as we begin to close for today, there's a couple of things we must do, and that is, we have to pray and we have to give this last homework. And so our homework that I want you to think about, because sometimes we act out of our feelings and are not even aware that we do so until later, until you're reflecting, you say, oh man, I wish I didn't say that. Oh man, I wish I didn't do that. And so we have to make sure that we become aware of our feelings. And so with that being said, I want to share my homework, which is simply to become more aware of your feelings. And so that's the homework, for you to become more aware of your feelings. Because as I just stated, sometimes, the truth be told, we don't even realize sometimes that we've done this or that and the third. You know, oh man, I did say that. Wow, I did do that. You know, and so we have to become aware, because if we can become more aware of our feelings now, even when we get in tough situations, or even when we get in situations in which our feelings want to show out or to express itself, that we're able to be aware and we're able to control it, to make sure that God is pleased with us in everything that we say and do. And so we want to make sure that we do that. And so we want to become more aware. And then another thing about this is, we do not want to offend. We do not want to be offensive leaders. And so part of not becoming an offensive leader is becoming aware of your feelings. And so it's not, even if you're not even wrong, or even if you feel as if what I said and what I've done does not offend anybody but you, you know, that type of thing. We want to make sure, because we're going to be mature leaders, we're going to be emotionally healthy leaders, and we want to be great ambassadors for Christ. And so we want to make sure that we do all that we can not to be offensive. And so part of that is becoming more aware of our feelings. No, we're not going to be able to please everybody. No, everybody is not going to say hooray, hooray. However, the goal of this is so that we can at least do our best. And I think that's all that we can do. And I really believe that that's all God expects of us as leaders. And so I want y'all to keep that inside of your hearts and your mind, that we're going to become more aware of our feelings so that we can do all that we can. Thank you much for joining me this morning. I pray that you were blessed. Let us pray. God of all, we thank you so very much for bringing us here this morning. We thank you for our time together. I thank you, God, for every single person and all of their families that are represented here on this morning. I pray that you continuously be with them. God, we thank you for our feelings. We know that they're from you. The feelings of joy and laughter and happiness and all of the things that come along with our feelings as they are expressed. We thank you for them. However, God, we do know that you want us to be in tune with our feelings. You want us to be able to share with our feelings. You want us to be able to do great things, but you don't want our feelings to get in the way. And God, we pray right now that nothing gets in the way from us being great leaders, that nothing gets in the way of us leading and doing great things as ambassadors for you. The truth of the matter is, God, we know that for some, our leadership, the way we lead, is going to be the only Bible that some people will ever read. And God, we want to make sure that in our leadership that we are showing compassion, we're showing love, and that you are leading us and guiding us. We want that to be exhibited throughout our lives and throughout our leadership. God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you help us, oh God, that we don't allow our feelings to make us not make tough decisions. I pray that you help us in Jesus' name, that we allow our feelings to lead in executing the decision, but they're not in the decision-making process. We pray that our feelings do not control our ability to perform and to do what is right, to go to the next level. And finally, God, we pray that you help us to not allow our feelings to not be receptive and open to the ideas of others. We're supposed to be in community. That's how you set life up. We're not supposed to be going through life alone. And so help us to welcome the input and the expertise of others. God, thank you so much for this day. And we declare that today will be great. Today will be awesome. Today will be filled with favor and opportunity all day long. Bless your people. Cover them as they travel to and fro. And I pray that everyone who watches this now and everyone who perhaps watch or listens to this later will be blessed and will be encouraged and uplifted to be great leaders and to allow their feelings not to lead them, but to also allow their feelings to be in the space to help and make sure that they remain compassionate and loving to do whatever it is required of them to do. All day long, bless us and be with us is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, thank you so very much for joining me on this morning. And I pray that you have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. All right, peace and blessings.
Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.